أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألونك ماذا أحل لهم قل أحل لكم الطيبات وما علمتم من الجوارح مكلبين تعلمونهن مما علمكم الله فكلوا مما أمسكن عليكم واذكروا اسم الله عليه واتقوا الله إن الله سريع الحساب Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 4 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Some of the Sahaba, the name of Adi ibn Hatib radiyallahu ta'ala anhus has also been mentioned amongst them, came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the permissibility of hunting animals. In other words, sending out a trained animal to hunt its prey. Now up to these days and in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and even before, hunters would send out particular animals, especially hunting dogs, that would be trained. It will be sent out to the prey, it will capture the prey, and then it will bring it to its master. Or for that matter, trained birds, falcons will be sent out and then they will capture the prey and bring it to the master. So is this permissible according to the Shariat? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about what is halal and what is haram. So there is a continuation in the theme. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا أُحِلَّ لَهُمْ. They ask you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has been halal for them. قُلْ أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. The first response, the first answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, halal for you is الطَّيِّبَاتِ. At-tayyibat are all the pure things. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made halal for you is pure. In other words, insofar as your ruhaniyat is concerned, as far as your imani taqat, your power of your iman is concerned, it will not affect that. Your relationship with Allah ta'ala, it will not affect that. Whatever Allah ta'ala has made haram, it would have had an effect on that relationship. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that haram. Now coming to the specific question, وَمَا عَلَّمْتُمْ مِنَ الْجَوَارِحِ مُكَلِّبِينَ تُعَلِّمُونَهُنَّ مِمَّا عَلَّمَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds particularly to the question that was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that wama allamtum, that what you had trained, what you had taught, minal jawarih. Jawarih refers to the hunting animal. Mukallibin means that you sent out the hunting animal, you sent out. Tuallimunahunna, which you had taught, mimma allamakumullah, from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught you. Allah ta'ala had given you a particular specific knowledge in training this animal. So how Allah ta'ala had taught you, you would teach these animals. So there are certain rules and regulations with regards to this. We'll just do the overview for you and I to understand how particular Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with regards to halal and haram, the beauty of our Islam, and then together with that we will appreciate what is halal and haram, and we will appreciate the beauty of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these hunting animals, usually dogs are used, other animals could also be used. So the first form of training would be that when the dog is sent out, it will be sent out to its prey. It must capture the prey, and the principle will be that it will be catching that prey and it must come back to the owner without eating anything from that prey, and this must be done 3 times. When that is done 3 times without consuming anything from the prey, it will be regarded now as a trained dog or a trained animal. As so far as the falcon or the bird is concerned, when it is released, no matter where it is, it sees the prey. If the owner calls it back, it must come back. In other words, it is not going on its own accord, it is going on the accord of the owner. That is the first aspect with regards to that. The second is, like we'll see later in the ayat, that when the owner releases it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he has an additional clause to it, that when the animal is released, it will wound the prey. And when it wounds the prey, in that way, it comes back with the prey, that will be regarded as an animal that has been hunted, and then that animal will be halal. When the animal is brought back to the owner or to the person that released it, if the preyed animal, the hunted animal, is still alive, then the hunter, the owner, will slaughter it, will sacrifice it. If it is dead, it is perfectly halal, it can be consumed. So these are some of the rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in this ayat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then, فَقُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Then eat from that which has been seized for you. In other words, which has been brought to you by the hunted animal, only for you. The animal did not eat from it. And وَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. And take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon it. That is when you release the animal or the bird. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And also fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That usually when hunters go out hunting, then they spend so much of time, the time of salah should not be passed, should not be neglected, etc. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in reckoning, that you should not violate the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.